I spent the first 12 years of my life under the mistaken notion that my parents had romantically named me after a constellation of stars. When I discovered the truth, it made me wish I had remained blissfully ignorant. My name is Asia, pronounced like the largest continent on the planet, Asia. Not AJ, not Aja, not Aya, and definitely not Aha, like someone just surprised themselves by discovering something. And believe me, I've heard them all. Mostly from teachers on the first day of class when they took attendance. If I weren't so damn curious about how the next person would crucify my name, I might have come to resent those befuddling three letters in my name or become bitter towards humanity in general. But I didn't. Because up until what I call my enlightenment, I was not just a star. I was a whole constellation of stars, supposedly named Asia Minor. Yeah, that's my last name. Minor. Which was entirely accurate and descriptive of what I am at this so-called tender age of 12. I couldn't fault my parents, Trace and Cheryl Minor, for the deficiencies in their education on astronomy and geography. Their intentions in naming me were pure. From the time I could first remember, my parents told me that they chose my name based on two occurrences. One romantic, and the other rather unfortunate, but oddly related to the first. We live in New Jersey, and before I was born, so the story goes, my parents went on vacation to Florida in February to escape the frigid winter weather. One balmy evening, they decided to go to the beach and lay out under the stars, as they would say. For the longest time, I was confused about how my parents laying out under the stars in Florida in February could result in my appearance in New Jersey on November 27th. I'm not so confused about it now, but I don't want to talk about it because it's my parents we're talking about here. You? Apparently, while laying on the beach, a grouping of five stars in the shape of a diamond caught their eye. My father told my mom that the name of the grouping of stars was called Asia Minor. This in itself was probably sufficient to earn me my name, but no, I needed to make damn sure to be sentenced to a lifetime of having my name mispronounced. Well, it was more the doctor's fault than mine. He failed to catch me when I arrived and dropped me on the floor. I don't know if it was on my descent or upon impact with the ground that I received a diamond-shaped laceration on my right cheek. Regardless, my parents saw the gash, which resulted in the diamond-shaped scar I sport today, as a sign from the heavens. A sign that Asia Minor was to be my name, not only written in the stars, but now stamped indelibly on my face. Before I tell you about my age of enlightenment, I must tell you about my age of ignorance, which in many ways was more appealing. Yes, I said ignorance, not innocence. I have my reasons, which you will come to learn, as I eventually did. Anyway, everything seemed so much easier before I turned 12. Everyone seemed happier and more friendly. The operative word here being seemed. I have a sister, Misty, who's 4 years older than me. If there was a story behind her name, I have yet to hear it. She was and still is my best friend. Misty and I get along. I can't ever remember a time when we fought. I didn't think that this was anything special until I saw other kids who seemed to get into fights with their siblings constantly. We're so close that when Misty turned 12, she gave up her separate bedroom and asked if we could share a room. We still share a bedroom to this day. Things that happen that are curious to me now never seemed odd to me before my enlightenment. I never questioned my mom's story that my dad was away on business, even though he was never home after I turned 7, and his absence is now going on 5 years. I also didn't question why my Uncle Phil, my mother's brother, stopped visiting, or why I suddenly had to go to a different dentist. I also didn't care that many of the boys who used to talk and play with me started to defect and became friends with other girls rather than me.